Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 965 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Borja.
Hi, Pat. This is Borja Girón from SEO para Bloggers podcast. I just prepared my own brand t-shirt, and I'd like to know if there is any method you use to measure the impact of giving t-shirts to people who send in a question like this, and also by selling your own t-shirts online. Thank you very much. See you.
Hey, what's up, Borja? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. You know, these t-shirts that we've been offering for Ask Pat listeners, it's been really fun to see people wear them and to get pictures on social media. I've even seen and have heard stories of people having conversations about what is on the shirt, like at the gym. Like, who's Pat? Who's this Pat guy everybody's talking about? Or who's this Pat guy on your shirt? Like, what does he do? What kind of questions does he answer? And it's kind of cool because it kind of opens up that conversation. I've even seen and have heard of people at conferences spot each other because they realize that they also know and have listened to Ask Pat, which is really cool. The specific ROI, though, it's hard to tell. And I mean, it's one of those things that it's almost like, you know, when you buy swag and you give it away at an event, like, how can you track that? There's really no way to do that. So for me, it's more about these kinds of stories that I'm hearing. It's about just, again, thanking people for being here on the show, which I always think there's an untrackable ROI that comes with just offering thanks for when people offer some of their time to you. And that's why I do it. I mean, I love offering these t-shirts, and it's just one of the funnest things, and I just get a kick out of seeing all the pictures come in. So yeah, I'm going to continue to do it. Now, there are some people who actually sell shirts. I don't sell these shirts. I sell a shirt. It's on SPI. You'll see it. It's the Serve First shirt, and that was a shirt that was designed, and it's a unique design to me, and it's something that I'm selling for charity, for Pencils of Promise. So there's value in that for me because I get to help an organization that I am an advisor for and that I absolutely love. So there's ROI in that for me in terms of just it's fulfilling to do that. And I think as a byproduct, people get to wear a cool shirt with a cool message to serve first. Some people sell shirts specifically for businesses. And there's a guy, his name is Benny Sue from getbusyliving.com, a really cool blog. And I think he generated over six figures selling a t-shirt or a bunch of shirts. And he uses a site called, I think it's called Teespring, that many people can use and have used to generate an income. And actually some, that's their full-time business because you can design a t-shirt there and basically create kind of like a Kickstarter campaign to sell that design to people. And what people do is they pick a niche and then they create a shirt for it that they just know will resonate, and they sell it using Teespring in their engine. And you know, once it reaches a certain point, they're you know, successful. And it's much easier said than done, obviously, but that's something you could do if you want to create a business out of selling shirts. For me, I'm not in the t-shirt business. I'm not in the garment industry, but I am here to just serve my audience and build brand awareness. And I think that's the last and most important point And when it comes to swag and those kinds of things, brand awareness is really where it's at. So it's not about collecting an ROI, but it's more about the long-term just feel and culture and community that I'm trying to build. So there you go. So Borja, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Now, to finish off, I want to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Alexandra Ripley. Should haves solve nothing. It's the next thing to happen that needs thinking about. Thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you in next week. Or no, in the next episode. We're already into this next week. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.